MSNBC's Reid, indictments in Breonna Taylor case are a Black Lives Don't Matter ruling. By Pam Key on September 23, 2020. MSNBC host Joy Reid criticized the grand jury in the Breonna Taylor case for charging former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison with three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment on Wednesday. Reid said, Count 1 regarded wanton endangerment in the domicile of the home of somebody whose initials are CD. I heard the initial CE. I heard the initial ZF. What I don't think I heard is the initial BT, which is Breonna Taylor. We should check that and double-check that. I don't want to have been accurate, but what this sounds like, because we do know that the bullets that were wantonly fired potentially or allegedly by Officer Hankison entered other apartments. So that what he did was to endanger not just the people in the apartment but people in neighboring apartments. It feels to me like these charges entirely delete the murder, entirely ignore the killing of Breonna Taylor. She continued, it means that if you live in the state of Kentucky, if you were ever associated in any way with somebody who was caught in the criminal justice system, even if they are no longer associated with you and no longer live in your home, police have the full right and are fully within the law to bust into your apartment while you're asleep after midnight and start shooting and can kill you as long as they aim. Say it again. As long as they aim their weapon at you or at anyone in the apartment. They are within the law according to this indictment, according to AG Daniel Cameron. Police then have the full right to kill you because they're investigating an association that doesn't have anything to do with you committing a crime. You haven't done anything. They're not accusing you of committing a crime. I'm not sure they were sure who was in the apartment. They're saying that apartment is associated with someone who was associated with a crime. Sorry if you're killed. Your death is irrelevant to the law in the state of Kentucky. Your death and life doesn't matter. This is a Black Lives Don't Matter ruling because they said that her life was irrelevant. That the life of her boyfriend who was in the apartment with her didn't matter. That he attempting to defend her was the crime. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.